The month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. The month of barakat, rahmah, mercy, blessings.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this month
put together all of the rahmas of the whole year together, and He bestows that and gives that to His servant for this purpose, so that we don't waste any opportunity. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end, right at the end of Shaaban, He mentioned the fadilat of this month, so that we don't spend the time in negligence, and the person, he can do things, and every action, every good deed, every amal, that Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of barakah when a person does these things, so that the rest of the year, alhamdulillah, insan becomes used to, acclimatized to those good things. Now, if we see in our life, there are two parts. There are sorrows and there's happiness. There are difficulties and there's ease also. And today, if happiness, then tomorrow there could be sadness. If today is the day of sadness, then tomorrow could be the day to rejoice and be happy. So not every day is not the same. Whoever is very rich today, tomorrow he could be on the pavement, on the road, he could be poor. And those who are poor, living in a life of poverty, could be very high in wealth that they become rich. Why is this the case? This is Allah's distribution, and nobody can make a fuss on this. Allah Ta'ala knows best His hikmahs, His wisdom, and recognizes most the reason. Why is it like this? Why did I do this? Then the conditions of a person, they change, but a person always has this desire that in life, whatever I do, that let them go smoothly, let my life progress smoothly, nicely, no distress and no problem. A person wants protection, security. That's the fitrat, the nature of the human being. That look, whatever I do, I don't want it to halt. I don't want there to be ups and downs. I just want it to go smoothly, nicely. So obviously to achieve that, we look for ways, a wazifa, something to recite, so that all of my matters can become easy and smooth and relaxing, and there's no barrier to what I want to achieve. So yeah, that's fine. A person looks for easy ways, easy solutions, easy methods. But that thing that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to achieve ease and smoothness, then imagine how much barakah there will be in that methodology. But so sad we don't go towards that great solution that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us. Our mindset goes very seldom towards that. And that's the root cause of our distress and sorrow today. The amal that Rasulullah prescribed, if we do them, it's impossible that our life matters will not be smooth. Impossible. Abu Huraira radiallahu and has stated that the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, subhanallah, what a great statement. Imagine, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying himself, and he is saying in this way that Allah has stated this point. Imagine how authentic this is. How weighty this is, how great a statement this is, and what a great solution it will be for us. Think about it. Think about it. He said that the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated, Rabbul Ta'ala has stated, Adhkurni ba'da asr wa ba'da al-fajr sa'atan. That, O my servant, if you, after Fajr and after Asr, remember me, Allah is saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Allah is saying, Adhkurni ba'd al-fajr wa ba'd al-asr. 4 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, how long? Sa'atan. Just for a few moments, just for a little while, sa'atan. In the dhikr of Allah. Not lengthy time period, duration, or sa'atan. Just for a short while, sit down. Just for a short while, sit down. And words after, i.e. after Fajr and after Asr. Just for a small amount of time, a short while. And how great is the reward? Akfika. Akfika. Allah says that if you do this action, that for a short while you sit down, akfika, then I will secure you, take your responsibility for you for everything between those two times in the day. During that day. Tell me, what a great guarantee. What a great, that if you in the morning sit down in the dhikr of Allah, then until the evening, all your matters, I will not let them hang in there. Barakah will come in that. Blessings will come in that. If after doing dhikr in the morning, you start your work, and we start this way, we pray fajr. After fajr, we sit in the dhikr of Allah. And according to our capacity, the amount of time we have, yes, if you've got a lot of time, sit the whole time, alhamdulillah. If you've got 10 minutes, then sit for 10 minutes. 5 minutes, then sit for 5 minutes. Allah Ta'ala has given you that freedom. Sa'atan, just sit for a little, short while, small time. So, there's not a minor guarantee. Whose guarantee is this? Rabbul Kainat, the master of the universe. Lord of the universe. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is the one who makes all matters straight, and he who can spoil all matters, and the control of all of which is in his hands. So, if you sit, and Allah says, what have you do then in the day, and every action of yours, I will give you guidance, I will assist you. Yes, five predecessors have stated that when a person attains this in his life, then after that, what else does he need? How he can live without any concern? May Allah give us the darajat of this yaqeen, the level of this yaqeen. This is Quran and Sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala make our yaqeen high on this. Quran, so whatever you need to ask, who should you ask from? Allah. Ask from Allah. Who should we plead to? Allah. And adopt the means. Adopt the means, but do tawakkal in who? Allah. Without the means, you cannot succeed. Of course, you need to get somewhere. You have to adopt the means, utilize the tools, the resources. But the tools can do nothing until, unless you have tawakkal and trust in Allah. So Allah Ta'ala stated that I'll tell you the means and tawakkal I'll give to you. Subhanallah. All you need to do is the adhkurni in the morning after fajr, sit. And your job issues, your home issues, your children issues, marriage issues, whatever issues you have, whatever problems you have, societal problems, quarrels, disputes, you're stuck in a problem, stuck in a matter, or at home there's a problem, that you start this action, and us, we have a lot of complaints, a lot of, we're hasty, we're in a rush, I do dhikr every day, and this is great, wazifa, I've sat down, I start doing that dhikr. Next day we'll say and complain, oh, my issues are not being fulfilled. Maybe maximum 4 days, 5 days a week, and we'll say there's no benefit. Then shaitan, he'll influence and will slowly, slowly leave that. So where's the yaqeen? The yaqeen we should have is this, that Allah Ta'ala said that if not today, tomorrow, tomorrow, not the day after, definitely will occur. Definitely via this method the success will come. Apart from this, there's no third way. If someone says there's another God, he guarantees to you, then fine, submit about him. But there's only one Allah, and the one who gives is one only. It's only he who gives. When it's so easy, Allah Ta'ala has prescribed this, then the difficulties, maybe it takes time, but it will not cease, it will not stop. Somehow or other, you'll get this with the yaqeen. If you have the wazifa, always stick to that. This is the principle. When you have a wazifa, when you have a lesson, you have to have istiqamat. Do it continuously, steadfast. Not one day you leave, 2 days leave. No, I can't do it. And then along that we complain that no. After today, make a pact, a promise that inshallah in Ramadan, this word has come to me, and this is the barakah of Ramadan. I'll make a new start in life, a new lease of life, that will make a solid pact and promise to myself that the time to come, the days to come from now on, whenever I do the home affairs, issues, problems, worries, what I will see, first I'll do my dhikr, alhamdulillah, and after doing dhikr, then I will do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala, you've said this yourself, that do dhikr for a small time, and I'm your protector. Allah, I had time, I remember during that time, and it is you, Allah, who creates the means and the ways and the methods. You are the raziq, you are the controller. Allah, my objective today, my affairs, please assist me today in my issues. What a great point. Allah is then with you. Allah is then with you. Just what? That because you've remembered Allah. Subhanallah. Now we make complaints to Allah, but which man is there who starts his life in the morning like this? How many people would there be? Very few, very few. And then we say, I've got problems, difficulties, issues, I'm not successful, my condition's very difficult, my business is not flourishing, difficulties come, because we have left that tariqah, those principles that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us. So Allah Ta'ala, what His karam, His mercy, that if we start this from Ramadan, from today, what's the day? The time is Asr. What will we do now? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah Subhanallah. Think. So Allah Ta'ala, what He said? That if it's Fajr time, and also after Asr. So if you do dhikr in the morning, the effect of that will be until Asr Salah. Yes, Allah's hikmah is there, with regards to this. Yes, and after Asr, the angels, their duty, their shift changes. Remember this. Yes. So when the angels come in the morning of Fajr time, they will now depart, they will leave, and they will disappear. And the next shift of angels, the nighttime angels, they will come after Asr. And the duty, the shift changes. So when the angels leave, they go and give the report. Allah will say, that, how did you leave those people in the world? The angels say, Allah, he was doing this, he was doing that, he was doing this. But there was one jama'ah who was doing the dhikr of Allah. Yes, the people, the angels who've gone back, they will give that report. SubhanAllah. And the angels to come, when they're writing the report, then when we descended, they make the initial report, isn't it? The record that we saw this man, he was doing this man was doing this, he was busy in this, he was busy. But there were some people that we saw, alhamdulillah, that were sat down after Asr, what were they doing? Dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So brother, will you do dhikr? Look how fantastic a wazifa this is, a lesson. A habit. No peer can tell you this. No wali Allah can tell you this. That automatically they do the wazifa. The wazifa will assist you. But we're lazy. We don't have yaqeen in these things. We don't have certainty. What's this going to give to me? We do it for a few days, leave it. No. 100% understand that this is a fantastic solution Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That we need to make a solid routine in our life. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what a great name Allah Ta'ala has allowed to descend onto this town of Bolton. This environment of Bolton, Allah has mentioned by His dhikr. Here the jamaat does dhikr. The whole assembly of people, think for yourself. This jamaat sat here at the Fajr time, after Fajr, alhamdulillah, and they sit down, they remember Allah. Tell me, how much mercy can come? Tell me, how far from here is Masjid the Zakariya? You have 5 minutes to get there from here? Just 5 minutes. That's it. And so much difficulty for us to do that, and such a dangerous generation we're living in. And the time to come, even some more severe. Remember what I'm saying. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's upset with His servants, then may Allah have mercy. It's all based on Allah's mercy now. That's it. Our conditions that we are passing through now, there's no solution. I'm telling you the reality. There's no reality for this. No medicine can solve it. Only one solution, one medicine, that Allah is unhappy, we need to please Him. And very quickly Allah gets happy, very quickly Allah's pleasure comes, that even your mother won't get that quickly turn around in happiness. If the right tariqah of pleasing Allah, if we adopt that and implement that. If Allah is unhappy, we cannot get success. We cannot get success. All the fitna and fasad is that time when Allah is unhappy, displeased. So Allah Ta'ala then changes that, the system. We think it's due to the dunya, this happened, due to this reason the problems are coming, this germ has come, this bacteria has come, this virus has come, this has caused this has caused that. No, nothing at all. Allah is unhappy, that's it. But we don't accept this point. To please Allah, the tariqah, the method that Allah has explained, that through this action I will be happy. We should seek that clue, seek that hint, seek that point. Wallahi billah. So quickly Allah will become happy. And after becoming happy, Allah says, I'm happy with you. And on top of that, I make you my beloved, my dear. In other words, how long does it take? Allah Ta'ala becomes happy, Allah is happy. Okay, then the heart opens, unravels. But Allah Ta'ala says, I've wiped everything away, that you've become my beloved servant. And now I will explain to you. But we try to follow our rules, procedures, systems. Oh, we'll do this and make Allah happy. Oh, let's do this and make Allah happy. No. This is my prescription that I've given to you of how to make me happy and pleased. To follow that point, follow that prescription and implement that method. Come to me and all corona is nothing. What's this? Is nothing. All of this, I'll make it disappear in the wind, in the air. So Allah Ta'ala has made the rules, the principles, follow the formula Allah has prescribed. And Allah Ta'ala, He establishes the hujjah. Look, how long ago in this town Allah Ta'ala enabled dhikr to start. And I thought that I have to come from Manchester, I've got a big khanqah, big masjid, and there's lot of people, thousands of people come, and from 30 years I'm doing this work here, I have no need to go anywhere, big jamaats are coming, people are coming, becoming Muslims. Great work, mashallah, was happening, big masjid, and that place is there now. But Allah Ta'ala said, no, wrap up your bedding, go to Bolton. And in Bolton, what link connection did I have to Bolton, my brothers? Does anyone want a big house? I left my shop, my business, my home, my children, I picked them up. Why? Am I coming here to do a job? Occupation? Employment? Is there a job that has been advertised there? Was there a factory I wanted to establish? Manufacturing? I left everything there. Tell me. Everyone's saying, what's going on here? What's happened to you? The brothers who are with me, even today they're upset, sat down. And with me from decades, they're quiet, silent that he's gone. And those who came here, they don't know. When I came here, nobody knew about dhikr. People are upset. What's he doing? People here are upset when they made me upset. And there everyone was happy. But Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom, inshallah. That Allah Ta'ala's wisdom, read the Quran. That when Allah wants to be happy with a certain locality, then Allah takes the khairat from the ocean. Allah lifts that, takes it up. Yes, the water, the moisture. And then that moisture gathers into a cloud. And then when that weight comes, Allah says, I have the control. Then through the winds, Allah changed the direction. And I changed the direction of that wind. Then the winds, they start traveling in the direction Allah ordains. And after that, they go to that dry, barren land. So the water drops. Allah says, I make those clouds stop. After those clouds stop, then the rain drops, Allah says. And from there, that barren, dry land, allow it to become moist and green with vegetation. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Allah has His mercy on the people of Bolton. Allah likes this in masjids, madrasas, institutions. This is good work with the deen happening here. Why don't I give them such a good action so their generations are looked after? And that's dhikrullah. Khanqa environment, islah nafs, islah of the soul, true deen, ikhlas, sincerity. You understand what I'm saying? So how Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the people the solution. And those people, alhamdulillah, since I've come 20 years more than that I've been here, people have taken the benefit of dhikr. Those who've benefited, ask them. Ask them the how they've benefited the people to their generations, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala knows best that he who Allah Ta'ala wants to improve. Allah wants walis have been created due to dhikr. Ulama ikram, respected scholars, those who come from India, those who passed away, just like our the previous time I told you as well, Hazrat Maulana Mu'min Sahib. People like him, Hazrat Rashidi Sahib, people like the big names, ulama akram, respected scholars who came here and learned dhikr, and Hazrat Mufti Khalid Sahib, he has khanka there and dhikr is being propagated there. And his direction was here before, he wouldn't come to Manchester. So Allah Ta'ala said, no problem, no issue, sometimes it happens. Instead of the well, you're going to as a thirsty man to the well, sometimes I send the well to you. I pick the well up and I send it to the person. So benefit in India, dhikr is happening. Khankas have been made. Alhamdulillah. Great ulama, respected scholars who departed the world doing dhikr, whilst doing dhikr, how they would come. Respected scholars, alhamdulillah, came and learnt dhikr and they initiated dhikr in their localities and were sat silent. So this is a bad thing, isn't it? So will Allah not be unhappy? So be steadfast, regularity, consider this the gift of Allah, and utilize this formula in your lives. After Asr, after Fajr, sit down, and after Asr, sit down, and take courage, determination. We ask from Allah a lot of things, so that our whole day passes smoothly. So at least drive for 2 minutes, arrive to Masjid Zakariya. This dhikr is being happening there after Fajr. Sit there for 5 minutes and come back after doing dua. Don't sit there if you can't, the whole duration. Okay, we'll sit for 5 minutes with this niyyah, intention, so Allah Ta'ala, make my affair smooth. If illness is coming, may that stop. If distress is coming, may that stop. If a problem's coming, may that problem stop. Ya Allah, is the condition changing, maybe poverty's coming, maybe poverty can stop. And here, that's what I've come to ask you. You've told me the method, the formula. Through your formula, I take the wasail, the asbab, I need dunya. Obviously Allah will do dhikr and I'll get akhirah. Of course I'll get akhirah. So should we do this, brothers, or not? Yes, so don't make complaints then. So tomorrow Allah will say, why didn't you go? That I opened my court for you, my gathering for you. I told you the hadith came to you. The masjid was near you. I could send a person from Bolton to Bolton to you. So can't you go from one masjid to the other masjid in your own town to attain that? How sad, how ungrateful we are if we don't do that. So this is not my personal gain, personal objective, not my personal accounts. That's why I didn't make a Khanqah here. In other, the four Khanqahs in London, there's a Khanqah in Burnley and Bradford. And all four cities, there are Khanqahs, they're running. There are masjids there, alhamdulillah. Yes, they are occupied. But here, ask people in Bolton, why not? I said, I didn't make it here because every masjid in Bolton so you can become my Khanqah. If my Khanqah was here, then would I come here, brothers? Would I come to you? No. So Allah Ta'ala has a beautiful sunnah He's initiated that Allah sent you to the thirsty people. You should also be the same, that you should become the well and go there. Don't call the thirsty to your well, rather become the well and go to the thirsty people. And go to their places, to their localities, present yourself to them, they are asleep, awaken them. In every masjid, you have to go. You have to go. Don't call them to you. Rather, how long does it take to construct a Khanqah? How long? Khanqah will become like this. So fakiras, where the fakir sits, he never asks for charity for a Khanqah. Never. Remember this. There are four or five Khanqahs that made. Never you will have seen charity collection. Why? Because Allah says that my servant, my friend sits on the earth, and this is Allah's promise, wherever Allah's name is mentioned or remembered, to the seven generations, that thing is alive. Experience this. Shall I make a Khanqah? Yes. Very quickly Allah's fadl would come. Very quickly. So are you prepared for a Khanqah to be made? Are you? Jamaat sat here. They will make it themselves. But what will happen then? Then that will be restricted. You will have to come there, and then there will be lazy people that won't come. Allah will say, no, I have love for my servants. You go to their service. Go to every masjid. Ask them for time. Beg them. Plead to them. Look, Allah's giving the tool to you, and Allah's saying also to the person, the host, they're going to plead, what time will you give? Okay, give us a night time. Okay, give us Isha time. After Isha we'll do dhikr. Don't we do this or not? Do we do this or not? The people in the masjids, to the committees, we plead to them, we request them, that allow us to do dhikr here. And what a great, unique action that if a human being sits together just for a few moments and does dhikr, Allah say, I change your life, your day will change. Subhanallah, transform. So we have to think, why won't Allah be unhappy with us, displeased? Why won't He be unhappy with us? That my name, you don't have no love for my name. My name, Subhanallah. Allah's name, so beautiful a name. There's nothing more beautiful than the name of Allah. There's nothing, nothing. A G point I'll share with you, maybe you'll understand what I'm saying. The pious predecessors, their words, the one pious elder used to read the Quran. And his emotions used to change. He used to go into jazb and passion, and his body would tremble after a little while. After a little while, his body would shake. After a little while, somebody asked him, Hazrat, what's the matter? That the Quran has effect. When a person reads the Quran, there's an effect. He said, no, what you can understand is not that. They said, what is the issue then? Why are you shaking? He said, it sounds a bit weird me saying. He said, no, please, Hazrat, tell me what's happening. He said, the situation is this, that Allah's name, it penetrates into my heart. That when I read the Quran, whenever Allah's name comes in the Quran, it's right there I shake. And passion overwhelms me. And Allah's name is everywhere in the Quran, isn't it? In the Quran. And he said, wherever Allah's names come, he said, when I see Allah's name, there I start to shake. I tremble. So much love has come into me with regards to Allah's name that I cannot bear that. That I'm looking at Allah's name so beautiful, it looks to me that I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine. So the reality unravels that when you love somebody more and more, then that love will absorb into your heart. May Allah Ta'ala give to us Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam due to his sadaqah. May Allah Ta'ala's love be, we attain that. That dhikr is a great action, my friends. Do dhikr. Remember Allah. Utilize this formula. And inshallah you'll see in your life a lot of ease will come to you. After Salah Fajr and after Salah Asr. After Asr, our Jama'ah doesn't do dhikr together. After Isha we do dhikr as a Jama'ah. But after Asr, you can do dhikr yourself. Individually, and better method than that is that you can learn a short, a concise dhikr from me. There's also a tariqah that you said, what dhikr shall I do? How many tasbihs? How much repetition? You're doing so much, you know, so much. So if you learn that tariqah method, which is prescribed, authentic, confirm them, what will happen then? That tariqah will be such, there will be less in quantity and it will be better, weightier, more impact, because it's prescribed. It will be easy for you, simple for you. Very simple for you, very easy for you, because the dhikr you have to learn is a great high status dhikr. That's why people, everything that you learn, you're educated. One thing is you're learning ilm yourself. One is you go to darum and learn. Isn't there a massive difference between that? One is online, you learn, and one is you learn yourself. One is the Quran, you go to Qari sahab in Darul Uloom. With Tajweed, you correct it. Which person is better, tell me? That person who learnt it from Darul Uloom. That's why people go there. So that's why in the same way, one is doing dhikr yourself, and one is also that dhikr which is authentic, prescribed. The Sheikh knows that what this student needs, how much he needs. He's got so much, he's busy, he's got this and that. So according to this day and age, Allah Ta'ala has sent Silsila Naqshbandiya to the world. He's kept it such an easy method, so easy so that our life affairs don't stop, our business don't stop, so that our sleep isn't disturbed, so that the sicknesses don't come, etc. But the full, complete dhikr you'll do, and you'll take the full benefit that you need. SubhanAllah. So learn that dhikr. Learn that dhikr. I'm here all the time in this masjid, that masjid. If you can't learn here, come to Zakri Masjid and learn. Come to another place, come to my home. I'll give you tea and I will teach you dhikr as well. SubhanAllah. I'll give you first class tea, inshallah. I am poor, but according to your standard, I will make samosas and give you the samosas to you. Yes, learn dhikr there. Will you learn dhikr or not? Yes, but we don't have courage, determination. So our job is to do this, that we deliver the message of Allah's. May Allah Ta'ala make us alive on His earth, that dead earth that's barren, Allah makes it alive. And I tell you this now, there's no greater action than dhikrullah. The Quran says, "Wala dhikrullahi akbar." Subhan, that's it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursalin. Şefi'in nusun amin ve ta'a ve yasin el habib el amin. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Sattar, benim Mullah. Ya Allah, ye duamu ki kabuliyet ka vakti benim Mullah. Ya Allah, is kabuliyet ki vakti mein hum tujhse benim Mullah. Apni bakhshish mangte hain benim Mullah. Ya Allah, apni bakhshish mangte hain benim Mullah. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki bakhshish mangte hain benim Mullah. Ya Allah, puri ummat mein jahan bhi log musliman pareshan hain, bhook ki wajah se, tang bhook ki wajah se, pyaas ki wajah se, بیماریوں وجہ سے میرے مولا یا اللہ تم سب کی مدد فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سب کی تو مدد فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تم اس آفات سے نکال دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم اس پریشانی سے نکال دے میرے مولا یا اللہ تم ہمیں راحت اور سکون نصیب فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں راحت نصیب فرما سکون نصیب فرما آسودگی نصیب فرما یا اللہ رزق کی فراوانی نصیب فرما یا اللہ اولاد کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا میرے مولا یا اللہ جس پریشانی میں مصیبت میں یا اللہ جو بھی مبتلا ہے یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم اس قبولیت کے وقت میں تو قبول فرما سب بیماریوں کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری بیماریوں کو شفا عطا فرما جن کے گھروں میں بیمار ہیں میرے مولا ان کو شفا کاملہ آج نصیب فرما ہر مضی مرض سے ہمیں بچا میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اور اس کے جو ثواب بھی تم نے رکھے میرے مولا صاحب سارے ثواب ہمیں عطا فرما یا اللہ رمضان سلامتی سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما رمضان کی برکاتیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا اور ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ہمارے مشائخ کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد لله رب العالمين.